Welcome out, everybody. Thank you for coming. We'll go ahead and get started with our meeting. We'll start out with Commissioner Cousins going to give us an opening prayer, and then Mr. Riddle will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father in Heaven, as we gather this morning as an Iron County Commission, we express our gratitude unto Thee for our many wonderful blessings. For this opportunity we've had recently to celebrate the 250th anniversary of our wonderful nation, we pray that we may continue to work hard to continue with the freedoms and the blessings else bestowed upon us. We thank Thee for the opportunity to meet together this day. We pray that Thy blessings will be with us as we discuss the matters at hand. We are mindful of our firefighters and first responders. We pray for their safety, especially with all the fires that are happening. We pray that and are grateful that the rain is forecasted this next week and this week, and pray that it can help with this situation with our dryness and our fires. We thank Thee for our many blessings. We acknowledge Thy hand in our lives and all things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's go ahead and move into the agenda. Jamie, are you ready to go?
Sure.
Let's go ahead and start with you then.
Okay. We need to...
Well,
do you want to, or are you just going to do that later?
We'll just wait for Mike to do that. Okay. We can do all that when he's here.
I've got an issue I need to bring up real quick before you go, Jamie. I got a call from someone that was looking for the agenda on the state website and said that this meeting was not noticed.
This morning, we were talking to Sean about trying to decide if we had an extra gun, or if we're missing a gun, or
what I may have done is put the year 26 instead of the year 2026, because I got an email about it.
I
harsh.
I didn't work in 26 hours straight. And I hosted a dinner party last night. I hope the ghost in the basement of this building is like me.
Did you know? Change that fancy happy again.
That and with the chick that was conjuring things with a gold. Very beautiful. I had no idea that was going to happen.
You do like the supernatural, don't you?
It intrigues me.
You spent too much time in that furniture, dormancy.
The problem is I had a spirit that's in town. Turns out she's a bad influence.
That is crazy because the email came through.
It was me and my,
showing that it was
my two kids and my daughter's boyfriend. And
it is not showing up on the website.
It's the same.
What does this say?
Hold on. To go. Oh.
Let's try this.
Oh, yeah. It'd be nice. So public knows you're talking about supernatural.
That's cool. Hi, Jared.
There we go.
So we came and Jed and Way. We dragged the Jedi around, much to his chagrin.
Sam?
Sir.
I'm thinking that we may not be able to continue with this meeting.
That depends on what occurred. Did you attempt to post it?
Yeah, I mean, and I've got evidence that it was posted, but I cannot find it on the public notice website.
If you look at 52.4.302.
Okay.
When someone brings a suit to void a final action, there's an exception under Part 1B that says a court may not void a final action for failure to comply with the posting written notice requirements if there was an unforeseen technology failure. So I don't know if you would call this commissioner's technology failure where he's made that attempt and it was posted on our county website, but that is an option. Otherwise, failure to notice, you know, could invite a lawsuit to void any final actions taken.
This ordinance here on item number one.
We got three action items, and and we've got a topic discussion going from a 3 to a 5-member commission, which is pretty huge discussion. I don't know a lot about the background of it, but.
And where the statute provides for the voidance of a final action, another option may potentially be to proceed. But take no action on actionable things and just discuss, or
but
like I
said, until the next time.
Correct. Or like I said, if you would categorize this as some sort of technology failure, you could be insulated. But again, I don't know how the commission wants to view this. So,
well, I think we need to. I mean, for people that didn't get the notice of the agenda, they won't have an opportunity to speak to the items we're going to be discussing, and I think it's a problem. I think we either need to talk about all these things again in a future meeting or cancel this meeting.
So in your efforts, was it posted anywhere?
We posted in 4 different places. So we posted physically. We posted on our website. We sent an email out, and then we posted to this public notice website. And I've got evidence that it was posted to the public website, but I can't find it there. And I don't know if I, because sometimes if I've typed the date in wrong, it's like in the wrong century, which is, and it says 7/13/26, so I thought, oh, maybe it was like the year 26.
Technology definitely didn't work then.
What's that, Sam?
Nothing.
Oh. But I'll be dipped if I can find it. I mean, I have evidence that they got my posting.
So what are our options?
You can either move forward and not take any action, or I can apologize and you just don't hold a meeting today.
Because or you can say this is a technology error and
under
proceed
that
anyway.
Section
but
of code.
Paul has raised a particular concern with that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that concern is valid.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so to replay this meeting, when would we have to wait 2 weeks to do it again, or
you could do a special meeting if you would like. If it's urgent enough that you need to revisit
the issue. We have all of the mayors in our county and all of the school board staff some of them and the school board
as many as
board members.
Right.
Coming today at 11 o'clock to discuss, and Darren Busham is driving from St. George to do that. So.
And typically, those kind of discussions happen at ICOG, is that correct?
No, he's having these in every county commission.
This is something he's an effort he's
it's making. It's a pretty big deal for our five county operations. So. So we would have to get on the phone quickly and try to prevent wasting a lot of people's times today.
Drive
ask this. About that item, maybe Paul and Sam, this funding model briefing, is there action on, because all of the other...
There's no action today on that. He's just going to explain it.
So we can still do that at 11.
I guess, but the public won't know about it.
Because you've got a resolution and
because it's your state website that notifies people of an agenda and what it contains, and so.
Because I have my email list, but a lot of people have subscribed to this body through the state website, and for whatever reason.
I would move to adjourn this meeting. Do it next.
Hurry and call
those folks and get them stopped so they don't waste time and adjourn this meeting and just go for next time. So.
Darn it.
Postpone for 2 weeks. Could we do the personnel items to approve them? Does that would that matter at all?
Where those are. Possibly categorized as administrative anyway. I would support the commission if they wanted to do that, but if you're going to move the agenda, you might be able to just ratify at a later meeting.
Oh, is it the next meeting? Okay.
Yeah, just take effect at that time in the open meeting.
Okay. All right, I guess I'll entertain a motion then.
All his motions.
Well, I'm motion to adjourn, but if you want to have that, if you're good with us, Sam, and you want to move forward on the personnel stuff that's maybe time sensitive.
Well, and that's what
we
I was
need
saying.
To get on the phone quickly.
Those actions would still take place, and we just ratify them at the next meeting. Correct.
Yeah.
So let's just wait and do it at the next one.
Gosh, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'll have to find out what happened at the state.
I'd second Paul's motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to adjourn our meeting and postpone for 2 weeks with our apologies. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 And while they were doing that, I did discover what I had done. I posted it for the year, July 13th of the year 226. So
it's to zero.
Slightly before Constantine was emperor. Yeah. Darn it.